Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You were tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we have Vicky with Thrivent Financial with us here today. It's going to be a lot more about the ministry that they partner with, Habitat for Humanity, which I think is wonderful because, I mean, they do a lot of great stuff and just some of the projects that they have coming up. Vicky, you know, her and I talked about it, and I can't wait for you to hear this because there are so many ways to get involved. So without further ado, Vicky, how you doing today?
Doing really good. Feeling blessed and ready to enjoy the weekend.
Good to have you back. So,
thank you.
I know people hear like the underwriting messages and stuff like that, but what is Thrivent Financial?
Oh my, Thrivent Financial is a not-for-profit, member-owned organization of Christians who are helping people be wise with their money. So if you needed a visual out there, picture a big heart and say, well, not the kind of heart that's beating, but that kind of heart that's on a Valentine. And then add to that, put the little addition sign and think in terms of the cross. And then put an equal sign and then make that equal sign come up with a bunch of happy faces. And so how we envision ourselves is a group of Christians who are helping people be wise with money. And there's also a dollar sign in there and dollar sign to make stronger communities. And one of the things that I notice that people are surprised at whenever you think in terms of Thrivent Financial, helping people be wise with money, is the fact that we put out there as representatives, I'm one of thousands who do what I do for Thrivent. And when we're helping people be wise with money, we are saying, by the way, that money doesn't belong to you. And I think in terms of the word, yikes, oh my goodness, you're telling me that I need to be wise with my money, and yet God owns it all. And I'm saying, yes, isn't that a blessing? Isn't it awesome to know that you are just being asked to be good stewards of that money? And we're just being asked to be good stewards of our community. And we're just being asked to look at our brothers and sisters in Christ and at our community wide, whether or not it's here in the Fredericksburg region or whether or not it's throughout the whole state of Virginia, and saying, what are we doing as Christians to help others and to spread that word of the saving grace of Jesus Christ? And I think in terms of those words from, and I have a whole bunch of different Bible verses in front of me, because I think in terms of what are we doing to feed ourselves and what are we doing to truly spread the word of Christ? Because when you think in terms of if somebody said to you, hey, Josh, here is this wonderful gift. And you said, wow, thank you for the gift. And you said, then wait, before you open the gift, guess what? The best gift of all, of knowing that Jesus Christ died for your sins and is here, is you're not in control. Isn't that awesome? And yet most of us would say, what? Not in control? Yikes, there's that word again. You know, we're just saying, oh my goodness, we're not in control. And so when I think in terms of what Ephesians 4:29 says, when you talk, do not say harmful things, but say what people need, words that will help others become stronger. So Thrivent Financial was started in the early 1900s, 1904, with the intention of helping other farmers in the Midwest be strong and wise with their money. And at the same time, one of the things that was from the very beginning of this organization was helping through the churches and through families that had a Christ-centered, Bible-based focus and helping them. So today, we are one of the corporate givers to Habitat for Humanity. So that money that would be paying taxes if we were a for-profit organization instead goes back into the community, primarily through our millions of members, but also through the organization. And one of the recipients of that Habitat for Humanity funding has been, yay, repeatedly again this year, the Greater Fredericksburg Habitat for Humanity. So I hope you don't mind. I brought some basics about that because this weekend begins a long run of many weeks of us working on those houses. And there's going to be 5 in the city of Fredericksburg, and a few more in the region that have been blessed with both the staff and team there at our local Habitat for Humanity, another organization of Christians. And what are they really looking for today? And so here's the big secret that I get to share this weekend, and that is they are looking for people to apply for those houses. So that's a big thing. So if there is somebody who is listening right now who is already wise with their money, who is already thinking, oh man, I can't afford my housing, and especially if you think there's something unique about you that you're like, no, there's no way. There's no way they would consider me. So I was sharing with you about 5-10 minutes before we started this that I worked recently with an extended family that had multi-generations to it, and I have encouraged them to apply to Habitat for Humanity. So their website is fredhab.org. So fredhab.org. And if for some reason you go out there and you don't see what you need to, then just Google Greater Fredericksburg Habitat for Humanity and do what you need to do, because God is most likely calling you as that person who is saying, can I get affordable housing here in this Fredericksburg region? And maybe it's not meant for you. Maybe it's for somebody that you know through work, through time, through some type of a connection that you've got in your prayer life. And you need to just say, guess what? For some reason, Habitat is looking for applicants to get affordable housing. The key thing that I think is the biggest blessing about getting a Habitat house is you get to work on your own house, and you get to help and work with other people helping to get them into their affordable houses also. It's not a handout, so it's not a house for free. You do end up paying a mortgage, but it is meant to be, and it is at a more affordable rate. And those details about that are not something I am privy to. Isn't that great? I'm not that expert with Habitat. And so I am hoping that people will seriously go out to the Habitat website with their group of church members, or with their Bible study, or with their neighbors, with the intention of, hey, we could go out together and help to build a house for other people. Wouldn't that be awesome? And at the same time, isn't it amazing how when we as Christians are called to help, whether or not it be at the Thurman Brisbane Homeless Shelter with Micah Ministries, or with Habitat, or with fill in the blank, paint the town red type of program, that you receive more blessings than what you could ever give. And isn't it just amazing how Christ in your life is being called to help others in some way or another? And I think of, and again, I've brought my Bible verses here so that I can share them in hopes that they would be a blessing to that person who's listening today. People harvest only what they plant, from Galatians 6:7, or from James, which I think we all know as people who study the Bible, James isn't always easy on us, right? So the wisdom that comes from God is first of all pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to please. So that's from James 3:17. But Habitat for Humanity, that Greater Fredericksburg Habitat for Humanity, is a Christian housing ministry that offers with affordable mortgages, but it also needs those volunteers, because those volunteers help build the homes to keep the costs down. And there is that obligation from those receiving families to also put in some sweat equity. But what I've seen personally, and what I've noticed that other families have been blessed with, is you actually learn from other people who are professionals, because they typically, every time I've been on a site, they typically have a professional out there who knows what they're doing so that they can then guide the rest of us. So having been a part of putting in flooring, subflooring, painting, and landscaping, not to say that landscaping isn't the easy project, but I think sometimes I do end up on some of those easier type of projects. But at the same time, again, you feel 10 times more blessed than what you think you're going to be doing as far as giving. And having helped build things like decks and stuff that I never thought I would have done if you had asked me 30 years ago. So one of the other things that they're looking for in our local Fredericksburg habitat area is for donations and for volunteers, and they're looking for those applications to be a homeowner by visiting. Again, I'm going to give you that website again, that Fred, F-R-E-D, Hab, H-A-B dot O-R-G. And the reason why they are able to offer this is because of how the cost of housing in our local area continues to go up. So we need to just count our blessings, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. How are you and your wife doing?
We're doing good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't know this, but I'm going to say it now. Josh has lost some weight and he looks really good and he's not wearing his shoes right now. And I think it has caused you to lose some weight. So maybe if we all like act like Jesus without the sandals on, you know, it'd be like, okay, anybody who needs to lose weight, we know how. We'll just follow the Josh rigmarole on how to do that. And then here's another one of those Bible quotes. If God is for us, who can be against us? From Romans 8:31 and from 1 Corinthians 3:9, we are God's workers working together. And so I do think in terms of whenever I'm out on a habitat site, and believe me, they work, you know, 100% more than what I'm ever out there. And Amber is just one of the most amazing construction on-site directional people who is just so well qualified to guide us. But at the same time, they always have somebody else out there. So you don't have to come with necessarily your construction hat on. You can come just willing to learn, and you will walk away knowing you've been a part of another house going up affordably for somebody.
Now, one thing that you had said was about, you know, the money's not ours and stuff like that, and how it is important to get out there and really do some good work.
Yes.
And I mean, you guys' motto is live generously.
That's right.
And I love that.
That
and
is correct.
I would love to get, because Thrivent is really big with doing stuff with Habitat for Humanity. So I'd love to get your opinion on how important it is for local businesses. I mean, even if it's like a franchise, you know, anything like that, to get involved with, I mean, nonprofits or just ministries in your area, whether it's Habitat or anything.
Okay, so now you're talking about businesses in the area. So whether or not, let's use two different types of businesses as an example. Mm-hmm. I love the heating and air conditioning businesses. I have a family member that is, you know, loves his work as a heating and air conditioning expert, I would say. And at the same time, what could that person or what could that business do, whether or not it's a electrician, a plumber, or a heating and air conditioning business person do? They could get in touch with Habitat and say, you know, I can only give 3 hours on this particular Saturday, or I can only give, and fill in the blank. Habitat wants to hear from you. They need people to donate time, donate possibly something that they have brand new. And it could even be that heating and air conditioning company has a refrigerator. So you'd say, how in the world did you acquire that? We don't need to know, but they would love to have that. And so there are donations that are made, and they can actually put a financial dollar amount to it and then give that credit back to the church or to that organization that they're tied to. And it can be a part of that bigger picture of matching dollars, because there is a matching component, not only with Thrivent that happens that is a blessing, but also with some other grants that they have written and been able to successfully land. So that's one way, you know, if there are actual people out there who are listening today, and I know who you are, you're hearing, and you know that you love Josh, and yet it's like, okay, here's this person, Vicky, who's just trying to tell us, get in touch with Habitat. So no matter how little or no matter how large the donation. So I bring up roofing companies. There have been roofers in this area, one in particular, that has, through their church, said, hey, we will gladly provide the labor to put on the roof for the next Habitat house. What a blessing that is. You know, and I know, you know, what in the world, you know, you and I know we can't be up on those roofs. We need somebody who knows what they're doing up there. The other thing is, let's say it's the place where you get your hair cut or you get your car worked on, and you're saying, wow, they're a Christian business. What could they possibly do? Well, maybe it's just a project where you're getting to know the other people at your workplace, and you're saying, we could work together, and rather than going out to lunch, why wouldn't we meet together on a weekday afternoon or on a Saturday? They don't work on Sundays, but at the same time, you come out and you just get to know each other as co-workers, but in a completely different setting with the intention of helping in that big picture of providing affordable housing for somebody else. So just as I've mentioned, helping with painting. And so maybe you'd be showing up on the site to actually put the walls up. Oh, I forgot something that I forgot to tell you about. Surprise you with something?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, go for
it. So isn't this really cool? Could you imagine, picture your house that you live in right now, whether or not you rent or you own your house, and picture the walls. And behind those walls, there are studs. There are 2x4, and I may be saying it wrong, but I think I've got it right, 2x4 wood that's inside those walls, right? So one of the things that Habitat is going to have, and I would love, love, love to have everybody from WPER show up at these houses, and we'll try to just let you know, maybe through anything that like you hear of Thrivent and you say, wait a minute, where is it on the website at WPER, that we can say, yes, we're a part of the PER family. When can we write Bible verses, well wishes, and prayers to everybody who ever walks inside this house by taking out our own pens, our own markers, maybe with our pastor, to those houses before the walls actually go up? And we can go out and we can write all over those 2x4s and draw hearts and take our children with us to wish well prayers upon that house. I mean, hopefully, you know, I mean, that just makes me feel like, wow, you mean you're going to actually bless this house before the walls ever go up and say, Lord Jesus, could you please put your loving hands around everybody who ever enters this house, everyone who's ever touched this house, and make all of their tomorrows truly within the path that Christ intends for this person. I mean, they're going to have that at each one of these houses that Habitat is putting up in this area. So I am hoping and praying that every one of our PER family listeners thinks in terms of prayerfully, are you being guided to be a part of putting a message in each one of those houses? And could it start as early as this coming week? Because they're starting now on these houses, and they really do need to have our blessed touches upon it as brothers and sisters in Christ. So thinking in terms of what John, in John 18, the 36th chapter, which is, my kingdom does not belong to this world. And yet, how can we, as each Christian brother and sister, truly go out there and spread that word of Jesus Christ, while at the same time not saying, I love Jesus, I love Jesus, it's for everybody. But really, truly meeting each individual person and saying, you are my brother, you are my sister in Christ. And again, I'm having too much fun with my Bible verses that I recently shared with the people who I work with. And I think in terms of Colossians, the second chapter, the 14th verse, which is, he canceled the record that contained the charges against us. He destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. And again, that's from Colossians, the second chapter, the 14th verse. So as good people of Christ, as people who have been blessed and recognize, oh my goodness, the freedom. But at the same time, I think in terms of, what is everybody who's listening today saying to their coworkers, doing, as whether or not it's nurses out at one of our local hospitals, one of our local urgent cares, doing to truly say to their coworker, hey, I really hope you have a blessed day. And what are you doing with your time off? Could we possibly arrange to go out to one of these Habitat sites one of these days. And maybe it is strictly a Saturday, and that's good. And maybe it's a half day, but maybe it's a whole day. And a whole day meaning I think they put in 6 or 7 hours. Or maybe it's taking lunch one of the days that they're working out there. Habitat needs us right now because they have been blessed with an awful lot of matching grants that need to have donations. And it doesn't have to be a donation of money, even though that would be great. It could be a donation of time. It could be through your local church. It could be through your local Bible study. It could be with your local coworkers. And I'm thinking that everybody that's listening knows of somebody who might be wanting to apply for this house, or they themselves are feeling that call. So that's what I'm hoping for today. I'm bringing that message of our Greater Fredericksburg Habitat for Humanity.
All right. Well, cool. Just to kind of break into it a little bit, because we're coming up on our time, can you reiterate how our listeners can get involved and really step up to it?
Yep. I would love to do that. Thank you so much. I should say yes, just in case my English teacher is listening. Yes. So those ways that a person could get involved are through volunteering to actually help with the building of a house. And it doesn't mean you have to help every week. You don't even have to show up every month. Maybe you're just showing up one time, and that one time will be a blessing. Second way is to make a donation of prayer. So maybe a person can't literally show up on the site, but please lift up your hands, you know, to Christ and say, God, could you please bless Habitat for Humanity with those next steps to truly be on the path that God has set out for them? Because we are in a situation of being blessed as a region, and yet at the same time needing to have that affordable housing. The third way is to make a donation of some kind of goods. So it could be the roof materials. It could be the roof labor. It could be in the form of something that you have in your home that is brand new, of an appliance, or something that's gently used. There is an amazing ReStore within Habitat, and I won't get into those details, but if you went into the fredhab.org, FREDHAB.org, you would see more out there, and you really will be blessed. And I'm hoping everybody will show up at some point to at least write a message of blessing to those who enter those blessed houses, so that you get to be truly a part of the inside out of those walls, for those Habitat families.
Nice. So I have one final question for you, and it really speaks into a lot of what you've already said. So I'd love to be able to kind of get, you know, your take and your passion for this, but why does this mean so much to you?
I think it is a passion for me because I've literally seen the changes in the families that the Habitat houses have gone to. The most recent family that I think of is a pastor and his wife and their 4 children. And they were at one point refugees in Africa for years. Mm. And in fact, there were 2 families of a similar type nature. So I'm not pointing fingers at any particular one. They're blessed with being Christians. They're blessed with being in this wonderful country. And they're blessed with the heritage of their background. They are U.S. citizens. What's better and bigger is the fact that they are citizens of God's world and lovers of Christ along with you and I. So they are our brothers and sisters. And because of Habitat for Humanity, they are living here affordably, and they are able to hold employment and to live a successful life of truly that American dream. And another family that I'm thinking of is a family that has one of the 2 adults disabled. Was limited on what they could do as far as helping with the house, and yet they were able to pull in from those multiple generations within their extended family and friends who helped them to put in their sweat equity and really felt blessed, really knew that they could live in this area affordably and to be closer to family because of it. So I think it's seeing lives changed. Mm. And knowing that it doesn't begin with you or I, it begins with our brothers and sisters in Christ. So Yeah, thanks for asking that question, as surprised as it was.
I try to keep it a surprise.
Yeah, you do a good job of that.
Well, thank you so much for being back on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you again for emailing me, and I hope you have a great weekend and a great rest of your month. Thank you.
Well, as she said, if you want to get into contact with Thrivent Financial, you can go to thrivent.com. If you'd like to get involved with the Habitat for Humanity stuff that's going on, you can go to fredhab.org. That's fredhab.org. And you can find out how you can get involved. Like she said, I mean, they're going to be going in and writing Bible verses and encouraging messages on the 2x4 studs in the house before the walls are even put up. So if that's something you'd like to get involved with as well, then definitely reach out to them. If you have any trade skills that you want to be able to employ here, or you are able to provide some materials, then definitely reach out to them as well. So go online and find out all you can. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning into Community Matters on your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, @positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go to yourper.com. It'll be resources in the top, and just select Community Matters. It'll be the first show in the list of shows, and you can re-listen to the show, share it with a friend. I'll include the link for Habitat for Humanity and Thrivent Financial in there as well. That way, you don't have to remember it all if you're driving, so it'll all be right there for you. So yourper.com. So go online and check it out. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend, and stay safe on the roads.